If you've seen a car driving around town lately with what looks like a camera on top, it might just be a self-driving car. That's because Google, Uber, Waymo, and now Israeli company Mobileye are all using Arizona as testing grounds for the development of these autonomous vehicles. So why is Arizona such an attractive location for this budding industry? Alex Davies with Wired Magazine says it has to do with our state government's lack of regulation on this and the weather. So when I spoke with him, I started by asking him just how widespread the industry is here. Is Arizona the self-driving car capital of the country right now?
Arizona might not be the self-driving capital of the country. That title still probably belongs in Silicon Valley. But in terms of news announcements and where we see companies like Uber and Google and now Intel going, Arizona certainly seems to be, if not the current king, then certainly an up-and-coming contender.
Right. So why is this? Let's talk about those reasons. You call, in this article, you call Arizona the land of good weather and no rules.
Yeah, good weather is certainly a big part of it. So Arizona, you know, has great weather, good sunshine, not too much rain. All of that makes the testing process much easier, especially when you're dealing with sensors like radar and LiDAR laser sensors and cameras that can get tripped up by bad weather. The other big part of this is that for these companies that are really testing technology and they're all in quiet but relatively fierce competition with one another, the fact that Arizona has very few rules on what kind of information these companies need to share is great news for companies that don't want everything they're doing necessarily out in the public eye.
Right. And you describe sort of the difference between how difficult it is for a company to test a self-driving car in California versus how easy it is here. Can you walk us through that?
Sure. California has some of the stricter rules in the country. It was the first state to actually say, yes, we want autonomous vehicles here, but we're going to put some rules on you. So you actually need to go through a special registration process. You need to fill out an application explaining how your technology works and why it's safe. At the end of every year, you need to issue reports explaining how many times your human safety driver had to grab the wheel of your self-driving car because it wasn't going to do the right thing. You have to publicly report every time you get into any kind of crash, all stuff that's great for legislators who want to know what's going on, great for journalists who want to know what's going on, but information these companies don't necessarily want to share. New York is even stricter. It says anytime you want to take an autonomous vehicle out on the road, you need a police escort. You need to pay for that police escort. You need to fill out an application every single road test. And so the testing climate of Arizona is very different, where the rules are simply have a regular vehicle registration. And that's it. You don't need anything special that you wouldn't need for a regular human-driven car. And that really lowers the bar for companies that want to get their cars out onto the streets.
Yeah. So is there a downside to that, though? Like, what would the critics say? And why are states putting in these regulations when we aren't?
I think what critics, especially from California, would say is, well, it's all well and good to allow these companies to do that, but these are public roads. You are testing out among people who, in a sense, become guinea pigs. And by allowing these companies to just do basically whatever they want, you're giving up some control over a new technology that's not necessarily proven. So you could easily ask if one of these cars gets into an accident and someone gets killed, then I think you're going to start seeing a lot more questions about, well, what did the Arizona DMV or what did the state of Arizona know about that car? What evidence did they have to say that, yes, this car is safe, especially when you're dealing with such a brand new kind of technology that's not really proven?
Yeah, yeah. So there are also some limitations to self-driving cars here. We can't be the capital for some reasons, you think?
Well, no matter how much testing you can do in one place, it's not going to do everything for a company. The companies that are testing in Arizona, which for the moment include Google, Uber, and Intel, which is working with an Israeli company called Mobileye, are all testing in other places. Jerusalem, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Pittsburgh. They're all testing in different places because as you develop these cars, you can't just learn how to drive in one place for this kind of thing. So a car that learns to drive exclusively in Arizona isn't going to drive that well in Jerusalem because the rules of the road are different. Things like street signs are different. The way people drive and the way the roads are shaped, all of that changes. And these vehicles need to be very well trained to deal with any given set of conditions. So while lots of companies want to test in Arizona, it's a great place to advance your technology, it's not the only place that you have to do that work.
So there are some downsides, like we discussed, but how could Arizona benefit from being a leader and being really open to this kind of technology and to having companies come here to test these?
There's one near-term and big upside that you can see from being that open to these kinds of vehicles, which is that a lot of automakers actually want to put autonomous vehicles on the road in the next couple of years, next 3-4 years, maybe even sooner. And what you see there is an environment that's easier to drive in because the weather's not as bad and the traffic isn't as crazy and the regulation isn't as strict, make a place like Arizona a good candidate for actually rolling out pilot programs. That's what Google is doing. It's actually taking people from the public into its self-driving cars. Uber is doing something similar. But a lot of companies are trying to get these fleets into place. And Arizona seems like a prime testing ground because all of the conditions are right for an early stage pilot program that might then even become a real commercial program. So Arizona won't be the only place that has self-driving cars, but there's good reason to believe right now that it could be one of the first.
Okay. Alex Davies is the transportation editor for Wired, and you can see his coverage on the future of mobility from self-driving cars to flying cars on Wired.com. Alex, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.